Thanks for calling Empire Loan. All 8 Empire Loan locations are open Monday through Saturday from 9 in the morning till 6 at night. Since 1985, we've been your one-stop money shop, making fast cash loans with no credit checks and easy repayment options. If you're hearing this message, it means we're open. But it also means that you're not talking to an actual human being. To do that, just press 0, and as soon as we can, a real live person will pick up the phone and help you. Stay safe, keep the faith, and thank you for making Empire Loan the number one pawn lender in all of New England.
Please hold a moment.
Empire Loan Boston, please hold.
Ongoing philanthropic work? The Empire Loan Charitable Foundation is committed to delivering substantial, lasting change to the lives of those in our surrounding communities. Established in 2011, we're proud to have been channeling our success into helping nonprofit organizations in every region that Empire Loan serves for over a decade. Most of our work centers on assisting children and families needing a leg up. Read up on our goals and the various groups we support at EmpireLoan.com.
Empire Loan, how may I help you?
Hi, my name is Troy Cordell. I'm a consultant and specialist here at RDI Diamonds in New York, okay? We've been trying to get a hold of Bob several times in the past, but he's usually not in, or it's a hit or miss. Is he in today, or is there somebody else I can speak to?
Sorry, you're looking for who was in?
It was Bob or Robert.
All
right, and isn't that the owner, or is it Mike?
The owner is Mike. But,
the owner is Mike?
Yeah.
All right, is Mike in?
Rarely in. He's rarely in.
All right, is there a different number to contact him in? Because, like I said, I can never get a hold of this guy in months.
And what's your name?
My name is Troy Cordell. I am a consultant as well as a specialist for RDI Diamonds in New York. Basically, what I'm trying to do is I need to speak with him because according to my data, is going to be at least 10 to 20% increase in jewelry sales going into this summer here. So I'm trying to put him on a VIP list so I can try to get him that money as well as everybody that's working with him an increase in their paychecks.
Give me one second.
To EmpireLoan.com. The Empire Loan team is proud to deliver true customer satisfaction. We're far from your average cash-to-get-by pawn shop. We take the time to discuss budgets with customers for their trades and help them find timeless items they'll treasure forever. Our glowing testimonials speak for themselves. I've been a customer here for almost 30 years, and all the people I've dealt with have been the best. Customer service is impeccable, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Experience the Empire Loan difference when you're connected. Far removed from the classic underhand pawn shops.
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Yes. Hi. Bob is currently with a customer. How can I try to help you?
Who am I speaking with?
Gabriella.
Gabriella. Mm-hmm. Hi, Gabriella. I don't think we ever spoken, but... my name is Troy Cordell, and I think we're probably going to be very well good business associates over the phone, and I'll tell you why. I'm with RDI Diamonds, and I'm a specialist as well as consultant here, and I've done some really great research on your location as well as the market that's surrounding it, and I'm also working with some other VIP organizations and storefronts that's similar to yours. I have a great track record of getting at least 10 to 20% increase in sales within that market. So summer is hitting. We're on the 13th of May, so we still got some time to go on this here. I want to add you into my special network so then I can get, you know, you guys at least a 10 to 20% increase going into the summer. I mean, everybody wants some more money, especially what's happening in our economy right now. So I have some means to get that done. I was hoping, one, I can get you over all of RDI information in an email so you guys can review. Second is for you guys to just fill that information out and sent it over to me, so I got your credit and stuff on, so then I can actually start sending you memos and overnight whatever jewelry needs that you need. And I would love for you to look, just check your inventory and see if you have any differential pieces of ovals and marquises. Because those right now are taking a tremendous increase in demand, and that's gearing up for the summer. What's happening, I'm just going to just put a little birdie in your ear, and this is why I want you to come up on my team here. With social media takeover, most of these young kids now, instead of asking for, you know, phones and all that stuff, which they already currently have, what are they doing with those phones, right? They're taking selfies and pictures and everything else, and they want to be seen. They want style. Their clothes are starting to be dazzled. And they're starting to ask mom and dad for jewelry. Can you believe that? So you got these teenagers and college students asking for diamond-studded earrings, pendants, necklaces, bracelets. They want to start looking like they're celebrities. So with that being said, people that have that type of disposable income, they're also traveling. They're eating out more because if they have this type of, you know, appearance, they want to be seen. And if they want to be seen, they want to be in fashion and being seen by, you know, doing it. You're in a prime location for that, especially with the demographics and the ethnicities that's around your area. I'm seeing it's going to be a huge impact. Plus you have, according to your bureau, under a FOIL Act, and you look at the e-commerce, you guys had a lot of weddings last year. So that means that there's a lot of what happens after a wedding, right? You have an anniversary. And then you have a lot of people that is proposing getting married this year here, and you guys have great weather for that. A huge, huge city. So you got to gear up. If you got customers that's coming in that, and they un-window shopped you for a couple months to prepare, they know what you have. If they haven't spoken to you, that's because they shopped you and you didn't have what they have. So they went to another store that did have what they have, and now they're making, you know, terms with them. So to prevent that from happening, you guys need to have some type of stock or some eye candy that needs to keep them going and staying at a one-shop shop and pay location like yourself. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I get it. So here's
right.
the thing, and I didn't want to cut you out because you had a nice little, you know, sketch going. But as of right now, what I've been told is we're also with anything involving diamonds in general, and anything that we do have in terms of diamond and who we sell, we already have our buyers. So I don't want to continue wasting your time. You know what I mean? If we already settled in that nature.
Yeah, you're definitely. Actually, I'm prepared for that, and I'm actually glad that you have other diamonds and vendors, because you know why? No diamond vendor has everything. You know what I mean? Even me,
yeah.
I'm the biggest supplier. RDI Diamonds, you know, we're the biggest, and you know, if there's something that we don't have, we still have to outsource to get it as well. So if you have other vendors, and they're not as big as us, so they're not going to have everything that you need. Plus, there's a thing that we actually do that a lot of your people that you're dealing with don't do. Say, for instance, you get a diamond for us, we can actually do a trade-up. So say you buy, you know, we'll say hypothetically you get a diamond for $3,000, right? It doesn't sell in your location. Because it's the wrong shape or clarity or whatever the cause that the buyer is looking for. But he's like, you know what, if you only had this type of diamond here, I would have bought it for you. Well, then guess what you can do? You can actually bring our diamond back to us. We'll give you the same amount of money that you paid for it. And as long as you're increasing in value to something else, you won't lose any money. And a lot of other people are not doing that. So that's our competitive advantage for us doing that on any of our stones. Not to mention, you know, we do have diamond studs, we do have pendants, we have tennis bracelets, all different type of things. It might be something that's in your inventory that you don't have or your other suppliers don't have either. And I can get you everything you need overnight on memo, like instantly. No one's also going to give you this type of information. You know, more than likely, they probably just send you stuff, and they don't even check up or call or ask, you know, hey, how you doing? What's going on, Gabrielle? You know, is there something I can do for you? Or what you guys working on? You know, what questions are you asking? You see what I mean? They don't have that type of expertise. So all I'm saying is let me get RDI in with you. Try us out. Obviously, you know, nobody wants buyer's remorse, right? You don't want to be like, oh, my God, why did I deal with these people? You're not going to get that with us. You're going to be very happy. You're going to be appreciative of the knowledge and the professionalism as well as the trust and commitment that we give to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we're all set. I appreciate you taking the time and speaking to us, though.
Okay, so, Gabrielle, let me ask you one more question since you keep saying you're all set. If I could have you just do some homework, because
no, I'm all set. Listen, I have like three people waiting for me in line. I'm pretty settled with the answer here.
Can I give you an email?
No.
Send you some email information?
I don't want to continue being rude, but I'm all set.
Oh, Gabrielle, I thought you had some great customer service here. You're actually going to do some business with me.
I appreciate your call, and I appreciate everything you do. I wish you the best of luck. You have a great day.
All right,
bye.
Maybe I'll try you another time.